the oppressed, standing up for Palestine, is the epicenter of standing up for justice, because around the world, when you see oppression happening, it's impossible not to see an Israeli fingerprint. Around the world, when you see injustice, murder, and crimes, all you see is the apartheid state of Israel's blueprint. Just what happened in South Africa? What happened in South Africa? A racist regime was removed by the people. By the people, the great revolutionary freedom fighter, Nelson Mandela, has stated the plight of the Palestinians is the plight of every freedom-loving human being on earth. That's the words of Nelson Mandela. Are you going to paint a picture of Mr. Nelson Mandela as a terrorist?
No.
Are you going to paint a picture of Mr. Nelson Mandela as an anti-Semite? Are you going to paint a picture of Mr. Nelson Mandela as anti-Western, anti-democratic? These words are completely baseless. These words have no substance. And the proof is that we are gathered here today, a diverse group of people from every single religion, ethnicity, and location, with a loud chant against the apartheid state of our day, against that system of injustice today, known as Israel, known as Zionism. With a loud chant, we say, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Say, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Thank you. The next speaker I would like to call to the stage is a dedicated New York City activist and co-founder of Existence is Resistance, an internationalist organization determined to promote non-violent resistance through cultural arts. In her work, she uses arts as a means of expression, liberation of marginalized people throughout the world, with a focus of connecting to the situation of occupied Palestine. Dear friends, with a loud free, free Palestine, welcome Hedda Bick. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
All right, make sure I don't fall. Okay, salamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
Thank you for coming out today. My name is Nancy, aka Hedda Bick, as some of you know, and I'm co-founder of Existence is Resistance. We are an organization that takes people from America, the UK, and around the world to Palestine for 10 days, usually artists and youth, and let them see for themselves what's going on. We have a documentary, like he said, it's called Hip Hop is Bigger Than the Occupation, which features M1 of Dead Prez. You should definitely check it out. We are showing it on the 29th of September at the Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz Memorial Center up in Harlem on 165th Street. So, as some of you don't know, today is the International Goods Day, which was started in 1979 by Khomeini in Iran, and is to show solidarity with the Palestinian people. The Zionists like to call today an anti-Israeli, anti-Western day, but this is in fact pro-Jerusalem and pro-freedom for the Palestinian people. And this for me, like every other day of my life, is anti-Zionist and anti-racist and anti-prejudice. This day represents global support for the Palestinian people who have been under occupation for 62 years. Excuse me. And it's celebrated on the last day of Ramadan each year. So Ramadan Kareem to everybody that is fasting. I hope all of you are, because I'm not, I'm sorry. I decided, since my organization works with the arts, which is a global language, that I would read a poem by our brother, the amazing and very much missed Mahmoud Darwish. The name of the poem is called Jerusalem. So excuse me, there's a lot of poems. In Jerusalem, and I mean within the ancient walls, I walk from one epoch to another without a memory to guide me. The prophets over there are sharing the history of the holy, ascending to heaven and returning less discouraged and melancholy because love and peace are holy and coming to town. I was walking down a slope and thinking to myself, how do the narrators disagree over what light said about a stone? Is it from a dimly lit stone that walls flare up? I walk in my sleep, I stare in my sleep. I see no one behind me. I see no one ahead of me. All this light is for me. I walk. I become lighter. I fly, then I become another. Transfigured. Words sprout like grass from Isaiah's messenger's mouth. If you don't believe, you won't be safe. I walk as if I were another, and my wound a white biblical rose, and my hands like two doves on the cross hovering and carrying the earth. I don't walk, I fly. I become another, transfigured. No place and no time, so who am I? I am no one in Ascension's presence. But I think to myself, alone, the Prophet Muhammad spoke classical Arabic. And then what? Then what? A woman soldier shouted, "Is that you again? Didn't I kill you?" And I said, "You killed me, and I forgot, like you, to die." So, thank you very much. To the Zionists, I say Jerusalem is for the holy. You've never been and never will be holy or whole. To the Muslims, Christians, and Jews with us today and around the world, I say Jerusalem is ours together to protect. To abandon Jerusalem is the same as abandoning God. Our Palestinian roots are so deep and so strong that you could dig under Jerusalem for another 62 years, and when you look up, the Palestinian people will still be there. We, the Palestinians, are going nowhere.